Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's vowed to lead a campaign against the state Republican congressional representatives in the 2018 elections, has spent the final weeks of 2017 feuding with them over their votes on the federal tax overhaul bill. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Cuomo's been saying for weeks that the federal tax overhaul would be devastating to New York's finances and to many of its taxpayers. And he's called Republican House members who support the plan traitors and Benedict Arnolds. The governor is particularly incensed over the loss of the deduction for state and local taxes. That harms people in relatively high-tax states like New York, New Jersey, and California. In the hours leading up to the House vote, Cuomo stepped up his rhetoric. In response to a reporter's question, he said Democrats, including New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, would be justified if they threatened to shut down the government when the temporary spending measure runs out at the end of the week if the tax bill passes.
Government shuts down. If the government is about to do a terrible thing, sometimes a shutdown is preferable.
The governor's remarks drew a stinging rebuke from Western New York Congressman Chris Collins, whom Cuomo has often singled out for criticism. Collins, a supporter of the tax plan, called Cuomo a Grinch and said in a statement that many of his constituents will see $100 more in their monthly paychecks once the tax measure is passed. And he said a government shutdown would lead to seniors not getting their Social Security checks and the closure of federal parks. North Country Representative Elise Stefanik voted no on the bill, but she said in a statement that she blamed Albany's failed leadership and inability to rein in spending as the root of the high taxes in the state. Cuomo responded that the GOP congresswoman has a problem with the facts and that it's local property taxes, not state income taxes, that are the problem.
That's not what this bill is about at all, and she knows it. The bill is raiding New York, is using New York taxpayers to finance a tax cut for other states. This state gives $48 billion more to Washington than we get back. If the congressperson wanted to be helpful, tell her to get our $48 billion back and distribute it to the taxpayers of this state.
Union leaders are also angry over the bill's passage. The president of the state's AFL-CIO, Mario Salento, says union members will not forget the four New York congressmen and women who voted for the bill, Collins, Congressman Tom Reed and John Katko, and Representative Claudia Tenney, calling it an act of betrayal.
We're not a one-issue movement, but when you so deeply harm the needs and concerns and interests and everyday lives of working men and women, it's hard to see a scenario where we won't be active in those districts.
Cuomo, as the voting was taking place, sent out a statement saying that voting yes for the tax overhaul is a dereliction of duty, and those that did so should be voted out of office. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.